Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Of course, the entertainment industry was severely impacted by the pandemic, with many venues shuttering for the past 15 months. Our next guest's theater experienced particularly bad timing, as they had opened their doors for the first time in 2019. But as is happening across our state now, their shows have restarted this summer as well. Charles Bach is owner of Charles Bach Wonders Theater, where he joins us from by phone now in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Charles, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, first of all, give us a brief history and overview of your theater.
Well, we opened originally in 2019. I primarily worked on cruise lines and resorts, and I spent 6 months on a ship without my family. And I was very lonely and very unhappy with that situation. So I thought, I'll find a location that I can be in one place with my family, have dinner together, and still keep performing. And Myrtle Beach ended up being the right location. In 2019, we were able to open the theater. We had a wonderful start season. We were excited about 2020. And then obviously the pandemic changed things for all of us in entertainment.
And what exactly does your theater specialize in?
I'm a magician and illusionist, and I do magic and illusion combined with dance and theater and all the elements that make a theatrical production.
And this is basically the same show you had been doing on the cruises?
It's the same show, but much bigger. When I travel on a cruise line, I don't quite get to bring as much stuff. But when I do my own theater, I can pull out all the bells and whistles.
All right. And so tell us what all was involved in setting up your own theater here in Myrtle Beach.
Well, it was a challenge at first because I didn't know what the venue was going to be like. And we found at Broadway at the Beach, which is a very popular location, and the captain of the ship that I was working on was the one that recommended that I look into Myrtle Beach. There was an IMAX theater that had been empty for 4 years, and we chose that as the venue and had to build the stage and the theater and figure out the lighting and everything that would go into the space. And we did it, and we had a wonderful season. I was so excited to come back. And then obviously COVID happened, and we had to pull the plug on May 2nd was when we finally decided there was no way we could open for the season.
Walk us through what kept the business alive.
So keeping the business alive was the hope that we would find an end to this story of COVID, and we would be able to obviously go back to performing and doing what we do. And I work on cruise lines in the off season from our theater, and all of those contracts ended. Pretty much all live entertainment was canceled in days. And I spent that time at home preparing and planning for the future, because that's what we actually could do, and also spending time with the family, which was a joy and a pleasure. But together with my family, we all made a plan that eventually this was going to end, and we could once again bring it back.
And did you need any assistance from the government rescue plans or from your landlord?
So the landlord was wonderful with all of the businesses that were hit by the pandemic, and they were very flexible. Our vendors and contractors actually allowed us to move our agreements to the next year. And that was extremely helpful. A lot of them were very flexible with us because they knew the situation was beyond our control. And the government rescue plans were extremely helpful. We were able to get a PPP loan, which covered some of those expenses that we could not move to the following year.
And so on the cruise, you are a one-man show. Are there more with you? And then I'm assuming that at this theater at Myrtle Beach, there are multiple people involved.
So when I go on a cruise, it's kind of an easy job for me. I go on and I hire two of the dancers from the cast that are on the ship already, and I teach them the numbers, and we do the show together. And obviously they have all the technicians and everybody in the staff ready. But when you open your own theater, it's your responsibility to bring all those people on board. So I have dancers, I have technicians, I have the production crew. All those people have to come in to build the theater out and make the shows happen.
And the local labor pool there in Myrtle Beach helped with this?
Absolutely. We have wonderful, wonderful people in town. Our sound, our lighting, all of those people, and the production team that builds our stage actually comes from South Carolina, and they are fantastic. Wonderful team.
Well, Charles, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate it.
Charles Bach is owner of Charles Bach Wonders Theater, where he joined us from by phone in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We will have a link to the business posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us and find a link to subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.